Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Beatrice, thank you for coming in. Please don't sit down.
I got it, sir.
So I have a work order for you. I'm afraid we're running low on security personnel. I'm not sure why.
Oh, I fell into a ditch. Oh, no. I'm done for.
Rodriguez, there's a chasm blocking our path.
But the map says there's no chasm, so I think we should just keep going and hope that there's...
Well, you're the driver.
Oh, no, there was definitely a chasm!
No, it's the last time I trust you, Rodriguez!
Terrence, Peter, look out. That large bird thinks that we're its chicks, and it's swooping us away!
How could you possibly know that that's what it's thinking?
All right, just going through the forest here, nothing to worry.
Sorry, Johnson, I think we should check our guns again.
All right, let's crop these eminence.
No, wait, where are you pointing at?
Oh, no, this ain't all God!
Johnson, What happened to Lopez?
Hey, has anybody seen all the guns?
I'm still alive! Please, what are you...
A2, Johnson.
Well, that's sorted.
Beatrice, I need you to head out to the hydroponics with engineering today.
You want me to take the hover cart all the way over to hydroponics?
You're going to walk. The hover carts are all in use. But there is a directive from yourself, head of security, that no work groups should be going out without someone from security in a red shirt. The red shirt's from me.
Sir, I am director of security, and I think I should stay here to manage.
You are the only person left, so I am giving you a direct order to head out with this next work.
Sir, there are still some troops that we could recall back who are scouting. I mean, currently we could have someone else go out and I can call Johnson back. He has a great rapport with all of the other scouts. I mean,
sir, just wanted to report the security personnel were taking too long, so we have arrived at the base for the hydroponic farm, and we will be beginning work immediately. Over and out.
I'm sorry. sorry, Bartholomew. This is Director Tinsley. There will be no work started until security arrives. Over.
Director, work has already begun. This is pretty well a runaway train at this point. I'd say we'd best just carry on. If you can't send anybody, don't worry.
Bartholomew, we are sending a security personnel immediately. You are not authorized to do work without security in proximity.
I'm very aware of my authorizations, Director.
Was that sarcastic?
No, I'm aware of them.
I was asking Beatrice.
I guess there's some...
I really can't tell with him if when he's being sarcastic and when he's not.
Well, I guess to be safe, I have to go. I have to go.
Great.
There.
Uh-huh. Yep, the hydroponics building is brand new. You can't miss it. It's a couple hundred yards from the command center.
Okay, sir, I will go. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Beatrice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Come on, Beatrice. Come on, come on. You're fine. You're gonna be fine. Now let's go. Okay, I got your gun. Your red shirt. Stupid red shirt. Walking out in the middle of nowhere with a stupid... Okay, okay. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. Just open the door. Just open the door. Just leave the base. Just open the door. Just leave the base. Just press the button and open the door. Press the button and open the door to leave the base. You are going. Press the button. Press the button. Just press it. Just... press it. Press the button, press the button, press the button. Okay, this is stupid, this is stupid, this is stupid, this is stupid. It's fine, I'm gonna be fine. Just press the button. Okay, quack. Well, maybe there's someone else you could... No, Beatrice, you are going to go.
Stop trying to tell yourself that you're going to be fine.
You sure we shouldn't be working, boss?
Schmidt has the nutrient feed in. We're gonna be fine.
Oh, wait, boss, you almost hit the button. No. She didn't do it.
You know what? $10 says she's not gonna do it.
Oh, we're on. She's a red shirt. She's head of the red shirt. She's going. Oh, look, she's moving towards it.
Come on, Beatrice. Come on, Beatrice.
No, she's not.
No red shirt does the door dance like she does.
Come on, Beatrice. Come on. Ow. You hit yourself. Why'd you think that wouldn't hurt? Of course it's gonna hurt. You hit yourself. Okay, just.
She just hit herself.
No, I don't think she just... Boss, there's no way she hit herself.
No, she hit herself, and then she shook it off like she didn't expect it to hurt.
Boss, she just hit herself again!
Oh.
Come on, Beatrice! Come on, you can do this! Sure, everyone else that you've sent out has died, save for 5 or 10 people, but, you know, you'll just train new ones, and sure, this is a weird world that you don't understand, but you can step outside the door, you were a scout once, you can be a scout again. Sure, that was when you were on Earth and you were just a forest ranger, but that doesn't mean that you are not prepared for this. Come on, girl, come on, you can do this, you can do this, I can't do it, yes, you can do it!
Boss, I'm just gonna give you the creds. I can't sit here any longer. I gotta go to the bathroom and do things. It's been an hour. It's crazy.
Yeah. You know what? I'm actually working on a new theory. I think she might have an imaginary friend.
Yeah, boss. You spend so much time watching Beatrice.
I decline to comment.
He's got a good point. Bit of a thing going on there. He's got a good point.
Back to the plants.
Your boss.
I'm going with the nutrient paste.
You know, if you don't do this, that Bartholomew is going to rub it in your face. You know he's there, and everyone's waiting for you. And it's been an hour. Come on, you can do this. The more you wait, the worse it gets. Okay, that's it. I'm pressing the button. Okay, we're gonna do it on three. 3, 2, 1. I meant backwards. I'm gonna do it on three, as in like 1, 2, 3. Yes, that's what I'm going to do. Okay, here we go. Psych it up. Here we go.
There you are, Beatrice. I'm sorry, Miss Brass.
Sir, yes. Hi.
Great job today. The crew's made it back. Everything was great. Well done. I just want to commend you for a job well done. Really impressed. And you're still here making sure they've all come through correct and back inside in good order. Impressive work, Beatrice. Impressive work.
Thank you, sir. It's nice to know you keep such a close watch on us.
Yeah, well, you know, someone's got to stay here and monitor things, and I have good trust in my people.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Impressive. And your uniform is still perfectly pressed. Look at that.
Thank you, sir.
Really well done. Not a drop of dust on you. I wish everyone could just hold the standards that you hold. It's just impressive.
Thank you, sir.
Ah, Director. Oh, and Miss Brass. I just wanted to thank you for accompanying our team today. I think your hands-off approach was exactly what we needed.
Ha! I love seeing my team work well together. I'll see you all at the briefing room in the morning.
Dr. Bridges? Thank you.
Ms. Brass, you're welcome. And may I just say, the way the fluorescence hits your hair as you're contemplating the scourge of the button is very flattering.
Well,
see you in the morning.
Oh, God.
Please come in, Alberta. You can come in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start laying some cables down.
I really want to thank you for helping me with my computer. I really appreciate it.
What was the problem?
Well,
you said you were having? With your computer?
Yeah, well.
I brought all these cables. I brought like so many cables.
I think it's great you brought all these cables. I'm just sort of having trouble opening files.
Okay, just hold on to this cable first.
Okay.
This is a heavy cable job. Oh. How many files can you open at once?
Well, I've yet to figure out how to open one. I'm sure it's just something I'm doing wrong.
I'm probably going to need to take your computer for a month.
Okay.
Maybe two.
Well, okay, that's fine. If you just make it so it opens files, that would be great. So I could, you know, do my job.
Of course, Director. As Director of IT, it is my job to direct the direction of the internal technologies in their direction.
Yes, and if you could just, not mention this to anyone, that would be great. Just between us, you know, small technical glitch, I'm sure.
Yes, no, of course. This is clearly a virus.
Ah, perfect, a virus. Yes, thank you.
Can I leave all these cables here? I really don't want to have to carry them back downstairs.
Well, no, but...
Thank you.
Wait, can I set these down?
No, you gotta keep holding on to them.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
And may I just say, it was Phil and Sean who introduced the premise that there would be a thing between us.
Yes! That was you two!
You're literally, you're doing it, but okay.
We're not, though!
What else, why else would you stare and watch someone and have a flirty back and forth?
Because he enjoys her pain.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Where am I? Welcome to Desert Skies, traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. I am the attendant. My colleague here is the mechanic.
Yo!
This is your last stop on your way to the great beyond. It's our job to make sure you're prepared for the ride. Now, before hitting the road, we have an impressive selection of over 34 varieties of microwavable burritos.
What's going on?
There's gotta be a better afterlife than this. I mean, come on!
That's offensive.
Something seems to be wrong with me.
You left something major undone.
I have a life outside of this gas station, you know.
You quite literally do not. Any hobbies?
Nope.
Ever travel?
Nope.
Love interests?
Are you kidding?
Oh my god. You're like the human version of a plain bagel.
Cash register.
How can I help you, attendant?
Play some music?
You got it.
It's kind of funny, though. What I needed wasn't back there. It was here, waiting for me.
I wonder what it feels like, Mac, to miss the physical plane, the people you left behind.
You know, I had a wife who died 3 years ago.
Wish I could go back.
No, you don't need to go back. You just need to be here.
And a new traveler approaches. Ready, team?
Ready, attendant.
Good. Let's do this. Find Desert Skies wherever you listen to podcasts.